Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 48, season 2. We have an interesting show coming up, but first we'll go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Chewels Sugarless Gum. And here is a commercial from 1984.
What's Chewels got other sugarless gums have not?
Smack dab in the middle, smack dab in the middle, smack dab in the middle of the gum. Is the secret to Chewels sugarless fun? A delicious scent of filling where others have none. Smack dab in the middle of the gum. Smack dab in the middle.
Chewels with a delicious scent of filling for extra juicy flavor other sugarless gums are missing.
Smack dab in the middle of the gum. Is the secret to Chewels sugarless fun?
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Chewels Sugarless Gum. I posted a photo of that about a few days ago on my social media accounts, and that brought back a lot of memories to a lot of people, and they do remember this gum. And this was similar to Freshen Up Gum. They don't make that anymore, as I heard about a couple years ago, and Chewels is gone as well. But Chewels Sugarless Gum, they used to play this commercial in the early days of MTV. According to some sources, that was played during the first couple hours of MTV's debut on August 1st, 1981. And it had a very catchy jingle, smack dab in the middle, smack dab. I like that. So I totally forgot about this. I really did. So I'm glad I found it, because I mentioned this gum on my previous podcast episode on the candies that I used to eat when I was a kid during the 70s and early 80s. And so why not post a photo of that on Twitter and my Facebook account? So that was fun. It was fun to see. Okay. Right now, I will talk about three things today on this special podcast episode. First off, I will talk about the Black Orchid Nightclub. This was an interesting place in Chicago back in the 50s, 1950s. I found some history about this place, and it's very interesting. That opened in 1949, and it was located on 101 East Ontario Street, right on the corner of Rush Street. And it was Hugh Hefner used to frequent that place. He was there all the time. Tony Bennett sang there, which he announced he's going to retire. He's not going to tour anymore or sing because he has Alzheimer's, which is very sad. And that club, it was also a night restaurant as well. So, according to some sources, the singer Johnny Mathis got his first break. He was discovered there, and then he recorded a lot of classic songs. I don't know if he's still touring or recording. Probably is. My favorite songs from him is his Christmas songs, and they're wonderful. You hear them on the radio, or you can play them on your MP3 player or on your computer. So he's wonderful. Anyway, the founding owner of the club, his name was Al Greenfield, and he sold the club in 1956 to Paul Raffles and Pat Fonticchio. And also another man named Bill Doherty. And so he sold this, Mr. Greenfield sold it so he could be near his ex-wife, who he married in 1943. And he remarried in the 1950s. And he remarried her again. So, you know, that guy, he was, you know, he, I guess he couldn't stay away from his wife, so that's kind of funny. And those three people that I mentioned earlier, Raffles, Fonticchio, and Doherty, they owned a hotel called the Cloisters Inn at 900 North Rush Street. do some digging on that hotel. Maybe do a podcast episode about that place. And before Mr. Greenfield, before he opened the Black Orchid, he was partners with someone named Milton Schwartz. And there were four, they owned four cocktail lounges. One was called the Rumba Casino at 222 North State Street. The Capitol Lounge was on 167 North State Street. The Hollywood Show Lounge at 87 West Randolph Street. And the Brass Rail at 62 West Randolph Street. So they owned a lot of places, you know, a lot of places. It was a very popular place, but then they had to file for bankruptcy. I don't know what happened exactly. So that was sad. So Mr. Greenfield, and then, you know, he died in 1984. And then there was Mr. Ruffles and his wife. They gave up the nightclub business, and they moved to L.A. And then they fled, you know, not to avoid taxes and all that. It was probably a mess, you know. And there was also a manager. His name was Benny Dunn, and he was called the King of the Rush Street, and he was a former comic. And he managed the place, you know. So he probably entertained and managed. And then he became a publicist for Hugh Hefner at Playboy magazine. And then that when it closed in 1959, two other Black Orchid places opened in Chicago. They were unrelated. And let's see, I forgot where it was located. One was located at 69th and Racine in the South Side in the 60s. And then there was a new Black Orchid place, and that was in Piper's Alley at 230 West North Avenue. It opened in 1999, but it closed in 2008. So that's a very interesting history of that place. But I did find a menu of that club, and I posted it on my social media accounts, and it had some interesting items. Like, for example, they had sandwiches. One was called Demonico Steak Sandwich. That sounds good. They also served pancakes. They had all kinds. So they had blintzes. They had ham and eggs, bacon and eggs, anything you want, which is unusual. Maybe, I don't know if it was open during the day or breakfast time, but, you know, a nightclub is always open in late afternoon. Late afternoon or in the evening. Anyway, let's see. Some dinners they had were French fried crab fingers. That sounds good. Shrimp cocktail, marinated herring. Also soup du jour, like most restaurants have. They also had steaks, like I mentioned. Pepper steak. They had fresh Dover sole. Whitefish, prime rib, New York cut sirloin, filet mignon, butt steaks, chopped sirloin. They had something called, this was very interesting, and it was called broiled French lamb chops a la menthe. That sounds interesting. Pork chops, Maine lobster, and they also had, I think it was some sort of fish. Yeah, pompino amandine. That sounds interesting. I don't know if they serve that anymore. Also, excuse me. Also, they had the regular side orders, potatoes, vegetables, salads, dressings for that. They had desserts, all kinds of cheeses, Camembert, Roquefort, Swiss, anything you want, and beverages. So that was an interesting nightclub. You know, I never knew about this place, and so I found it fascinating. I love posting menus on my Facebook page, Man of Chicagoland, and also on my Twitter account, because those menus back then, some were very decorative, you know, very pretty, and Chicago had a lot of places to eat, and they still do to this day, you know, but it's fun to look at them, and it's fun to post, and people like it. Okay. Next thing I will talk about is, let's see here. I will talk about Tony Esposito. And unfortunately, he passed away on August 10th. And he was 78 years old, and he died of pancreatic cancer, which is very sad. So I had no idea he was sick. So I'm not much of a hockey fan, but I do remember him very much when I was growing up because he was talked about during the 70s and 80s. And he was a goaltender for the Chicago Blackhawks, and he played for 15 seasons. Of the Chicago Blackhawks. That's a long time. And his jersey number was 32, I think. I'm trying to remember what his jersey was. If I'm wrong, I'll correct myself, so excuse me. And anyway, so he also his brother Phil played. He played hockey as well. He's still alive, thank goodness. And both of them were born in Ontario, Canada. And Phil played, he played for the Blackhawks, but not much. He played 4 years, then he went to the Boston Bruins, and then he went to the New York Rangers. And so that's an interesting career. God bless him for that. But Tony... I posted a photo of a hockey puck that was from the sporting goods store Sport Mart, which a lot of people remembered. And also a lot of people, I noticed, they posted photos of him. They mentioned his memories. They met him when he was signing autographs at stores or any events like that. So from what I heard, he was a very nice man. You know, he loved his fans. And he only played one season with the Montreal Canadiens, and that was in 1968 to 1969. And so he retired in 1984, which was, I think I remember on the news when they mentioned it at the time, and he was given a great applause. And so that was interesting. And interesting, his hockey jersey was worn by Dana Carvey in the movies Wayne's World. You know, I never noticed that because I've seen the movie, you know, but I never pay attention to that. And so from what I've gathered, you know, he was a wonderful man. And it's a shame he passed away. But so I posted a profile photo on my profile on my Facebook profile. I keep repeating profile, blah blah blah. Didn't mean to, you know. I'm sorry, I'm just being nervous. So it's a real shame about him. So I remember seeing him on Channel 9 WGN when they showed hockey games. I remember on Saturday nights, and they used to replace Creature Features. You know, they always had hockey games during the season. Sometimes, you know, during the week. And then it moved to Channel 32 in the mid-70s. And I remember that. And that was a big deal. You know, it made the station very popular. Okay. Okay, next thing I will talk about is, this is very unusual. It's about Greek restaurants that I remember when growing up on the South Side. They were like banquet halls and also diners and combination of both. So I'm going to think of a few that I remembered. Most of them were in Oakland, Illinois, which where I live now. And but at the time, I wasn't living there. I was living in Chicago on the Southwest Side near Bogan High School. And the ones I remember in the 1970s, first off, was the Golden Age restaurant. And that was located on 95th Street, not a little west of the Christ Community Hospital. And they used to have a banquet hall. I remember we went to a lot of weddings and baptisms. And it was a nice place. You know, there are menus out there. The Oakland Public Library has a few, if you check them on online. And that was around most of the 70s it was there. And then it was another place took over, and I forgot what the name of it is. I think it was an Irish bar or something. And they just tore it down, and now it's a Burger King. So, well, that's the end of that. So, but a lot of people that I go to church now and when I was a kid, they remember the place fondly, and it was a nice place. And the other place I want to mention was across the street. It was called the Paragon. And the Paragon restaurant was next door to the hospital, Christ Hospital. And I went maybe once or twice, but the last time I went there was when I graduated from DeVry Institute of Technology in May of 1986. And my whole family was there. They saw me receive my diploma, and I don't remember what happened, but I think my uncle was with me. He suggested we go to the Paragon. And I said, well, why not? We'll go there. So we did. And it was a very nice place. I remember I ordered this fancy cocktail just to celebrate. I don't drink, but at the time I drank a little bit. And the funniest thing is my mother was curious, and she took a sip of it. It was hilarious because she's not a drinker. Not at all. She doesn't like alcohol. And so the food was good. And I remember one time on WTN Morning News, Robin Baumgartner showed a picture of her and her family exiting out of the Paragon restaurant, which was hilarious. So she does remember that place. So, and I posted it, and she posted it about a few years ago, and I posted it on my Vanish Chicagoland pages on my accounts on Facebook and Twitter, also on my website at the time. So they tore it down, and now it's a big parking lot. And Christ Hospital has expanded all over there. They got so many parking garages, and they expanded the hospital. So it's huge. You know, that hospital is so big. It's a nice hospital. It's very, you know, because I was born there. Me and my brothers and I, we were born in that hospital. And so that's about it for the Paragon. Another place I want to mention was Banana Steakhouse. And that was another well-known, famous place in Oak Lawn. That was located at 94th Street and South Cicero Avenue. And it opened, I believe, in 1959. That was one of the earliest places. And it was there for years and years, probably through the 60s and 70s. Until the early 80s, and then it turned into Cappuccinos, I think it's called. It was only there for a little while, and then I think they either tore down or now it's a bank over there. Because I went there passed by a few times because there was a FedEx office there. I used to maybe fax a few things or send a package. So I used to pass by the restaurant, which was at the Coral Plaza, where the Coral Theater was. Another place gone. Beautiful place. Let's see what else I remember. Another restaurant and banquet hall I remember was the Delphian House. And that was located on West 95th Street and 78th Avenue in Hickory Hills, Illinois. And my church and... a lot of graduation ceremonies from my school, Carreus Elementary School, was held there. And there was a lot of weddings, a lot of baptisms. I attended a lot of events, a lot of functions. They had fashion shows, anything. And the food was good. I remember they had a wonderful salad dressing, you know, like Thousand Island. And when I went to a wedding and they brought that on the table, it's circular. You had all kinds of dressing. It was awesome. It was delicious. And there was a restaurant there. It was called the Coffee Pot. Now, I remember the Coffee Pot restaurant was in the Roseland neighborhood at the Roseland Plaza at 115th Street and South Michigan Avenue. And it was there in that plaza. Also, there was a DeCoven drugstore and a National Food Store. And I'm trying to think, what other store was there? That's the only thing I can remember. There were other stores, and so the Coffee Pot was there at the Delphian House in Hickory Hills, and I think it was owned by Deliani's, and I think they owned the property there. And both of the owners have passed away in the 2000s, or no, like early 2010s, I believe. 2000s, I think. Because I know the family, I've heard of them, and they attend my church. And so it was a fun place, and it's a shame they tore it down. But now it's then there was they were trying to open another restaurant when that closed, but something happened to the owner. He passed away. And that sat idle for about, it seemed like 10 years. They just left it there. And then now it's a dealership, like a car that sells cars there. And then that occupied the place now. Thank goodness for that. And also across the street from the place is a produce market, which my mother frequently shops. And she always goes there. Maybe once a week. And across the street, they have new restaurants. They have the Prime Time, which is nice. Lust Brothers. So that's good to know. And I'm trying to think of other places. Of course, I remember. Now we have Fields Restaurant. And that one was located at 104th Street and South Cicero Avenue in Oakland. I went there a few times for a wedding and a baptism, but that particular event that I went there was when I graduated from Bogan High School in June 1981, a friend of my mother's suggested we go there for dinner, and I said, okay, we'll go there, and we did, and so that was a nice, so it was very nice, food was good, and that place had a lot of entertainment. They had a lot of famous folks that sang, told jokes. The only couple people I can think of on the top of my head that sang there, probably Steve Lawrence or, I don't know, maybe Tony Bennett performed there. A couple comedians, I think Buddy Hackett performed stand-up, and also Frank Gorshin, who played the Riddler on the TV series Batman. They performed there well, but right now Fields Restaurant, I could be wrong, but I think it was sold and it turned into a Blockbuster video store that was there for a long time. And then Blockbuster went out of business or closed before that. And now it's an AutoZone store. So it's a shame. So a lot of places are gone. A lot of Greek places that I remember dining, you know, and attended events. But there's still a few around in the South Side. For example, there's a couple Greek restaurants now. One is called Kefi. That's located in Palos Heights. Wonderful food. It's a nice place. I went there about a couple weeks ago for a funeral luncheon. And the other one, they just opened a new one. It was about a year or two ago called Thassos. It's near my church in Palos Hills. That's a nice place too. So, but with the pandemic, it affected their business. So hopefully they'll stick around. I hope so, because they need our business. Okay. So, that'll be all for today for this episode. I'm glad you can join me for this. I had a lot of fun talking about it. A couple of things I want to mention. Episode 50 is coming up soon, so I won't mention what will it be about, but I will mention about that in the next episode. And also, September is Bozo Circus Month. I will do something special with that. I will make a video, write a story on my blog, vanishchicagoland.blog, and also do a podcast episode, maybe one or two, about Bozo Circus, about my memories of watching that show and a little history of that. And that should be a lot of fun because that show is a Chicago institution and it is not forgotten. People miss it so much. Okay. So this is Pete Costanis with episode 48, season 2. Today's date is August 14th. Tomorrow is my name's day in the Greek Orthodox Church. That is called the Feast of the Assumption of Mary. And it is my name's day. Anyone who celebrates, their name is Pete, which is my Greek name is Panayoti. Also, anyone named Maria. or Mary or Panayota, which is like Patricia or Pamela. They all celebrate that day. I know a lot of people by their names, so it's going to be a busy day, you know, sending them, you know, happy names day to everybody. I know a lot of people. Okay. So that would be fun. Oh, and one thing, I will be going to church to celebrate my names day tomorrow. The first time in 2 years, ever since I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. I couldn't go because I was recovering. So I'm a little better now, but wish me luck on that. I think I'll be fine. Okay. So, like I said before, that's today's show. And I will leave you now with Ray Rayner saying goodbye. And here's bye-bye from me. Take care, everybody. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye-bye for now.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.